This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to attain ultimate perfection as a part of our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So what a beautiful title we have on today's program, and that is how to attain ultimate perfection as a part of our Islamic lifestyle. So to kind of, start to tread some of these shallow waters before we get to the deep end of the pool, is that Islamic lifestyle is what will help us to achieve ultimate perfection, right? A lot of times we go to, these, non-religious, or perhaps we can call them secular spiritual gurus and, sadhus and these kind of obscure, spiritual, secular kind of things that we kind of fall into, because we're looking for spirituality. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there who take advantage of this desire for spirituality of a human being. And they kind of get in there and they give you these kind of weird prescriptions, and then they ask you for money eventually. And, it's like a Ponzi scheme that people don't really realize what's going on. And, it's interesting. When it gets really serious, we have this concept which is called Irfan-e Kadhib. It is translated as this Irfan, this spiritual wayfaring, which is false. It is based upon falsehood, or it is based upon incomplete truth, right? It's based on either one of these, but the consequence and the repercussions are the same, and that is danger and harm. There you go. Danger and harm is what the consequences of this pseudo-secular, spiritualism, which is based upon falsehood or half-truths. And that's something that we need to really be careful from, because yes, we want to attain ultimate perfection, but it is not done via these means. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about attaining ultimate perfection as a part of our Islamic lifestyle. So in the previous segment, we kind of set this fundamental pillar or foundation, which is that if you want to attain ultimate perfection, if you want to attain spirituality, then the way to go is Islamic lifestyle. There is no other substitute for spirituality and for attaining perfection. The only, complete and perfect and comprehensive, remedy or solution is Islamic lifestyle, and that too of the pure Muhammadan Islam, the Islamic lifestyle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhim assalam. This is the Islamic lifestyle which will lead to ultimate perfection. So that's the second fundamental pillar. Don't go out there into this obscure trying to gain spirituality. You're just going to lose yourself, and you're going to do your spirit and your soul some serious damage. It's not worth it. Don't waste your time. So go to the Islamic lifestyle. And of course, the Islamic lifestyle is not something that is, incredibly difficult. Right? Allah says in the Holy Quran that we have made religion easy for you. The purpose and the goal and the end result of ultimate perfection is nearness to Allah. As we say in all of our actions, Qurbatan ilallah. I seek nearness to Allah. That nearness is ultimate perfection, and it is attained via very simple but profound things, such as fasting in the holy month of Ramadan, going to the Hajj, Zakat, Khums, right? The five daily prayers, the wajib prayers, recitation of the Holy Quran, the mustahabat and the recommended things, and moral and ethical virtues. That is what's going to help you attain ultimate perfection as a part of your Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.